Blog Talk Radio.
Danny Kaye, Monday night.
And now, stay tuned for a special preview of a brand new comedy series, Co-Ed Fever.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Functioning BTR tonight, gang. Well, nonetheless, live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Dear Mom and Dad, I'm fine. How are you? School's okay. There's not much new. My check this month didn't go too far. I lost my book. I wrecked the car. There are men on campus. They started this fall. But don't worry, Dad. They're across the hall. I'm giving trigonometry the old college try. I study every night for this real cute guy. We met in the laundromat by the machine. We lost track of time and shrunk our jeans. Things are better than they were last year. Maybe it's because the men are here. There's more activity and more motivation. We're really getting a co-education. I'll bring him home at the end of the quarter.
Why wasn't that a hit? I don't know. Nobody can get in to listen to. Nobody can listen to the show tonight. Blog Talk Radio, our benevolent overlords. What's the frickin' problem, eh? make me come down there. All right. Well, I'm all alone again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. Your week ahead is full of promise. And maybe you can listen to this show in the archives. Who knows? Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Armpit Curling Irons and Flegel's new liquid toast. They're missing comedy gold like that. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church, the Latter-day Shemps, and the Beer Battered Shrimp tonight. We have a dual sponsorship. Damn it, man. Nobody can hear the show. That's beauty. If they made a podcast in the woods and nobody could hear it, would it make a noise? I don't know. I'll listen to the archives to find out. You're listening, speaking of which, you're not listening to the Grenache Network. The home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. During the week, clobbering time with your pal of mine, host Ben J. Grimm. And then it's Friday Night Possum for those of you with very little maturity left. Now the phone lines will be open. Just a moment, Kingfish. Tell them the number.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, you won't hear a word from our sponsor.
Ever wish a door wouldn't open? I used to, when I had to go in and clean the bathroom bowl. But now it's easy, with SantaFlush.
Every can of SantaFlush has more active bowl cleaning ingredient than the other leading brand. Gets rid of stains, deodorizes, kills germs too. SantaFlush, with more active bowl cleaning ingredient than the other leading brand.
The job's so fast and easy with SantaFlush. It cleans like crazy.
SantaFlush, powder or liquid.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Luke, I lied. I am not your father. You were adopted. And by the way, why do you smell funny? Have you been eating beans?
Against Mr. Christian Bell and that Michael King and the Vicky Vale. We'll be right back. A Superman, Spider-Man, and the Caped Crusader. There's only one man that stands above the rest.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, even though you can't hear me, it's Professor R.J. Gumby. Man.
BTR, baby. BTR.
We got testable difficult ties in the old possum here tonight, dear.
Yeah. Hot Sauce Radio.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Cake's here, so we gotta. Apparently, it is a show.
Huh? And Maggie arrived.
And Maggie C. First in Love, First in Beats, First in the Possum Lounge.
Uh huh.
And we still have an audience of zero, which is quite an achievement, I think. Not everyone can pull that off.
Right?
No, they can't hear us.
No?
No. No, they're getting no sound. They can get in the chat, but...
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Keeps loading and loading and loading and loading. And it's a big
load.
Yeah,
that's what it's doing on mine, too. Loading audio for smooth playback.
Jesus.
Smooth my ass.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do, man? Let me see here. Oh, I wanted to thank Art Paul Schlosser for that hilarious phone bit.
Yeah.
Seeing as no one's tuned in to listen, might as well give credit where credit is due. And, you know, thank goodness I didn't go to the trouble of writing fresh material.
All right. There you go.
I had a weird morning. Just chat for a minute.
Okay.
Guy asked me to drive to the airport this morning. 10:30.
Who the fuck asked you to drive to the airport?
I got up about 9. How's that?
Who asked you to drive you to the airport?
Oh, buddy of mine I work with. Guy I work with. Oh,
okay.
And I live right next to the airport, so you know I just go to his house and Yeah. I'd like that. I mean, that makes me feel good to somebody would ask me a favor like that.
That's
so I had to do that. Got up at about 9, and I'd forgotten it, but thank God I wrote it down. And about 10 o'clock, I went, oh, holy Jesus, I got to leave at 10:30. So I went and did that. Before that, I finished a cartoon. So,
Okay.
Yeah, there's a new cartoon floating around out there. Would you like to see it?
Yes. Yes.
I'll put the link to the article in the chat. This was a last minute. They called Saturday, and of course I'm working on Saturday, so I'm busy. And then I took the message yesterday, Sunday, and jumped into the studio and commenced to cartooning. But hopefully you'll like it.
Oh, I was supposed to. Okay.
Is the link working? You got it?
Yep.
You like that?
I like it.
Yeah.
You got a Grenache. Got a Grenache.
They had a. They had the idea of a naked guy and the picture of the dick, so I kind of put the gag together. Missing poster. Have you seen this dick? Nobody knows what we're talking about.
That works better. That works better.
I took the famous pose from the mocking of the journalist with defects there. Handicap, whatever you call it. You can't say handicapped anymore. But some of that, you know, like I'm a pretty PC guy, but that some of that PC shit, man. Why can't you say handicapped? No. The fuck's wrong with that?
Call it as you see it. Yeah, handicapped.
I mean that. I don't mean that as a put down. I just to explain that you have something that prevents you from doing everything everybody else does. Yeah, you're not so handy anymore. Exactly. All right. Well, before we offend more people,
nothing wrong with that, Commodore.
Let's talk about the Orientals for a while. No. this is another blow up. From the Jim Crack. Actually, this guy isn't that bad. Again, it's another one where it's not that bad, and then it gets really bad. And it's just the idea of this is stupid. This is another thing in this Me Too environment. How do these guys writing these songs that objectify women sexually, how do they get a free pass? Huh?
Yeah, that's right. You are right on that. Yeah.
I mean, this song is I would say, if I was a woman, I'd be disrespected by this song. Who the hell are you to go talking about my body that way? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'll go forward with that.
Not that we ever make fun of anyone's body.
Sorry, no, that. Hey, after that
Bobo, Uncle Bobo. Uncle Bobo. Hey, man. I got...
What's in deck?
So this is a guy called The Shape of You. The man's name is Ed Sheeran. Shape of You. But he's in
Shape
germ.
Of You. Wow.
Oh! Hey, Mo, I just got one of them. He was standing right here where you are. Was he a short, fat fella?
Yeah.
Dark hair?
Yeah.
Did you hit him with that?
Yeah.
That was me.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
Holy shit!
Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
Oh, fuck! Damn it!
Over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand,
fuck,
and then we start to dance. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love is candy for somebody like me.
Hold the string.
fucking fucks.
Fuck you in the end.
Learning to use it properly.
Look, Bruce, it's the bat signal.
Yes, are you ready, Robin?
Yes, Batman. Start the nuclear power for the Batmobile?
Right again, Robin.
Okay, Batman.
Rockabilly King.
Uh-huh.
It's too bad no one could hear it. if you've just not joined us, Blog Talk Radio is not letting anybody listen to the show tonight.
It's so stuck.
Except me and Gumby. I knew that, I had a feeling that there was going to be some testicle difficulties.
Okay.
And I thought, man, the switchboard's going to be fucked up or the things didn't upload. Nope. Listeners can't listen.
Well,
So there you go. Fun time, good times.
We don't need listeners. That's what BTR says. They don't need listeners.
It's a fucking podcast. What do they want listeners for, man? What the hell.
Let me jump right in here, Commodore. Let me jump in here and say I am smoking a San Cristobal Revelation. Good cigar.
Wow.
Nice, slow-burning cigar. Now, the reason why I do this is an excuse to put the archives on my cigar page. So there you have it.
An unabashed plug.
Revelation. There you go. Spread the possum. Spread the love.
Hey, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
I got a whopping 15 people on that page, man. Our ratings are going to shoot up if only they could listen.
maybe some of you actually listen to the show. I don't know if it's all silence in the archives.
You think they can
maybe
hear
we're
us
already.
Norway?
Maybe we're like dead and we don't know it. Is it?
Is
there a bell ringing around here?
Could be.
Angel got his wing. Look at me over here. I'm handing out wings.
Over where? All right. I love that guy.
Get a load of me.
Get me.
Maggie, she's listening in. She's in the Possum Lounge.
Yeah. God bless her.
Oh, hanging in there. And Dr. Cake is hanging in there, even though there's no show.
Yeah,
just to make it a show. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
That's
there
loyalty,
you go.
Loyalty, baby.
I know, man.
That is loyalty.
Fucking cool, man. It's fucking cool. So, that's about it, man. It's kind of anticlimactic. You want to talk to Maggie C for a minute?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Maggie C for a minute.
There's an idea.
You know I love her.
I'm hip.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's Matt.
Area code 971.
Hey.
Welcome to Possum Hour. Kind of cool
you.
When you can hear it too, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
It's like
bell ringing.
It's a lot different with the sound on, isn't it?
Just a little bit. It's kind of like having the power out when there's no sound.
Yeah. Too bad it's not like the Victrola. You can crank it up and listen to the music with the power off. Doesn't work that way.
It could be a conspiracy, though.
It is. It's probably blowback from that cartoon that was published today, man.
You got many enemies.
I think it's bad luck to personify the president's penis.
So you've seen it? I haven't seen it yet.
No, I do. I drew it. It was like one of those police. It was like one of those police sketches. I read the description by Stormy Daniels, who calls in the show sometimes. You can hear her.
Yeah.
And
he sounds a lot like her.
Yeah, it's funny. And then, so I drew it from her description.
Cake said it.
It's really tasteless, but man, you should have seen what they originally wanted.
It's not as cute as those dancing mushrooms on that Disney cartoon, Alice in Wonderland. It's a mushroom you should stay away from.
Don't pick that one.
I like the little lumps on it. With, you know,
They call it the first fungus.
Yeah, the first fungi.
The first.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, fuck! Say it!
All right. Oh, Bob Saget wins the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's up with your Majesty, huh?
Yeah, what's up with you,
man,
Majesty?
Living the dream. I've got my Mercedes
dream.
She's got a Mercedes Benz.
Yep.
Yeah, it's right.
You're not.
Yeah.
Sunroof. Excellent. Just hugs the road. So I've been driving up the hill here and working for a lady that was a publisher and a producer. And she's about in her 80s and she's lived a life. And I'm learning all kinds of tricks. Good time.
Ooh.
You should mute me, though, so I can kind of join Cake in the lounge here. Commiserate with her.
Misery.
The multitasking. Commiserating. It's a possum, I guess. Yeah.
I'll tell her we mentioned your name again.
Excellent.
Okay. It's like radio for the deaf.
It is. It's autism friendly. Silent
Braille.
Possum.
Braille ball,
Braille
blog talk,
inspired.
Right?
Yeah.
Blog talking in Braille. Braille. I can't. Why can't I say Braille? I don't know. Like Worcestershire. Can't say that either. All right. Well.
You just did.
Mo.
I don't.
Hey, Mo.
Was he a short, fat guy?
I'm just a tiny Tim.
You need some tiny?
Yeah,
we do.
We got tiny.
That might
There's
do
always
it.
Time for tiny.
Yeah. What tiny? We got tiny.
Tiny time?
Yeah. Tiny hiding.
What is it, that mushroom that made you think of tiny Tim?
My new client lived in the same neighborhood as Tiny Tim, and she agreed
no way.
That he was very sexy. Yeah. Sexy.
But he was very
oh,
what?
Shit.
He was
he's
cool.
A sexy. Yeah, he's got a lot of appeal. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was charisma.
Ooh,
charisma. Well, he used a bunch of things, but yeah, sexuality was one of them. Here we go.
When I'm feeling sad and blue, I tell all my troubles to Geraldine. That's all I remember that one.
Okay.
He knocks another one out. All right.
Yeah.
Kate's going to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, on that note, then, we have, ladies and gentlemen, the mysteriously, the ghost of the Possum Lounge. How about that? The ghost of the Possum Lounge.
I like it.
I like
that
it.
That works.
All right. Braille applause. Wait a minute. I forgot Professor R.J. Gumby as Wally.
Hello.
There they are, the Possum
That's
Lounge.
Great. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
See that reaper man? Big bag of reaper in his hand. You try to sell some when you can, just because he's the reefer man. I see them gasp and choke, they're just trying to hold that coke. You think that life is just a joke when you know the reefer man. And when it comes to town, a big reefer fag and hit on a heavy drag, and when it puts you in the bag, you say, I know the reefer man.
Longer quickies at this pace.
It's discouraging, isn't it?
I tell you, it takes the wind out of your sails. It does.
It does. I'm BTR. I wonder if they're listening in Norway, or if Norway's having the same problems. They're probably all pissed off.
I don't know. Oh, did you hear they finally came out with a true story on that Saudi journalist from the Washington Post
that
got killed over there in the embassy, Saudi embassy in Turkey?
Yeah.
Turns out he fell on a bone saw. He tripped. He fell on
a
bone saw. He fell on the bone saw. It could have happened to anybody.
It happened to my aunt.
She fell on a bone saw.
She fell on a bone saw.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Yeah. Son of a... I hate when that happens. You know, it goes to show you. Put your bone saws away. Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks Alice has joined us with no sound.
Now
you're
showing up.
Yeah, I know. So, Apple Cheeks Alice, thank you for showing up. I thought we said your name.
Unbelievable.
Cake's predicting what we're doing on the show. It's almost time for 3 minutes. At least I won't hear that. Yeah. So. There's always a bright side. Leave it to Dr. K to find the upside. That's why we...
Oh! Intercourse the penguin!
Yeah.
I've been watching Python's Flying Circus, man. It's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
You mentioned that last time? Yeah. The whole series.
Nice. I need a little bit more time. A little bit more time. Hasn't been long enough. And you know, when I start watching them, I'm obsessed and want to watch the whole series.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch in order.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because the gags kind of, you know, sometimes they refer to other gags.
Yeah. Like in the middle of the Piranha Brothers with the Dinsdale.
Yeah.
John Cleese walking down the street doing a silly walk.
Yeah. For no reason.
Yeah, just walk it down. Oh, those guys were fucking right.
Oh, yeah. They had to, I mean, they were geniuses, man. They were all...
Yeah.
You know, is that Ivy League? What do you call that over there?
Ivy League, yeah. Well, Cleese and Graham were.
Yeah. Well, they all
Graham
went,
was a doctor. John was a lawyer.
Yeah. Yep. Smart guys. So, let's see here. This weekend
I
had a job. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, I keep trying to imagine what their parents were like, you know? All that education and everything. They end up doing some silly fucking show.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of not a respected vocation,
yeah.
I would think.
Especially for with these higher up English nose in the air people.
Yeah, merciful piss pots.
Mobs.
You know the type.
Yeah, piss pots. There you go. Piss pots.
Merciful
piss pots. Piss pots. Slimy piss pots. That's going to
speaking
be
of piss, okay,
type
speaking
title.
Of piss pots, there's my segue. I did this gig in Bonfuck, Ohio. There's this, I think it's a national forest I was in. Ocking Hills. It's some national forest. I can't remember the name of it. The last 10 miles to this wedding was a windy, hilly road with no lights, nothing, no other traffic, just trees, tall trees, tall trees.
Oh, okay.
That was fun coming home in the dark, not being familiar with the topography.
Oh,
There was a couple I almost went off the edge. I'm like, whoa. But,
oh, Christ.
I was so damn tired when I got home. God damn. Driving's hard, man. I need, like, Kato. I need a Kato. Some guy to drive my car.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you can drive my
easy
car.
Guy.
There you go.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Boner hose.
You see.
You got that right.
You see, we drive around in a Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Hey, I'm a nicer driver now, man. You see, I've totally gotten rid of all my road rage. I'm like the sensei behind the wheel now. You know.
The reefer man.
Yeah, I still
that.
Swear and cuss people out, but I do it in a very measured tone. Where,
like George Carlin says, the closer a person is to you, the lower you say it.
Oh, I was driving with the guy I drove to the airport. He was driving to a gig. I was riding with him. And I mean, I know they probably couldn't hear you for the life of them, but these hard guy motorcycle guys, right? Are right beside us on the highway. I'm sure he couldn't hear, but he says, like, real loud. I can't remember what he said. Some insult. And I'm thinking, dude, I don't care how loud those engines are and how fast we're going and, you know, physics of this thing. I ain't taking, I mean, them guys will just fucking kill you if they, you know, hey. I say we kill them. Yeah, that's a good idea. Kill, kill, kill. Then they get out the bone saw, and the next thing you know, you're making all the headlines.
That's it. Accidents happen. Everybody.
They'll make you fall
zipper.
On the bone saw.
Uh-huh.
Eric Von Zipper and his bone saw.
Hey, Tim Carey was in one of those movies. Remember him in with Eric Von Zipper? They were playing pool or something. There's a scene where they're playing pool.
Not ringing a bell, but I believe you. I believe it.
Okay.
I believe
maybe
it.
I'll put, if we,
I,
if
I remember
I
him
buy,
mostly from my...
Out.
Mostly from Westerns.
Yeah. He did a lot of stuff. He was in Route 66. He was, Starsky and Hutch. He did quite a few stuff.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, he's in Starsky and Hutch.
He's like one step away from Huggy Bear. One step away from Huggy Bear.
Can you imagine him in the Huggy Bear brawl?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Getting close. It's getting close to the 3 minutes. Maggie C's doing the play-by-play in the pantomime possum lounge.
That's so fucked up.
Nicely done.
Yeah,
that's why she's on the payroll. Yeah.
Boner hose.
Ooh,
job.
We got a boner hose of her. Nicely done.
Just checking to see if I was still here.
Oh, you're here, all right.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Time, once again, to spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Man.
Jesus Christ.
What are the odds? Every fucking time.
Unbelievable.
Well, Maggie C's also, Apple Cheeks is also guest 461 and still can't hear the show. So, it makes it twice as silent, I guess. Blog Talk, you're dropping the ball, baby. You're dropping the ball. Big time. Big time.
Now it can't hear us in stereo.
I'm calling them up tomorrow, and I'm just going to talk about scotch for 15, 20 minutes straight. And that,
I like that idea.
That ought to, that'll show them who's boss. Uh-huh. All right.
That's good.
Tonight's 3 minutes. Whenever you're back, was chosen especially for you, the listener. who's not listening. What, me worry? It's Pop Smaller, right? Nothing to worry about.
Who needs sound anyway?
Yeah, it's overrated. Helen Keller, she never had sound on her podcast.
That's right.
Said wah wah. Wah wah.
To listen religiously.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
How do you do? The purpose of this recording is to introduce you to the staff of Mad Magazine, so you can hear how each of them sounds in real life. First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Albert B. Feldstein, and I am the editor of Mad. It's my job. My name is Albert B. Feldstein, and I am the editor of Mad. It's my job to... I am the editor of Mad, and it's my job... Well, what's so funny about that? Well, anyway, here's John Cutler and Jerry DeSouza, Hollywood, Bob Cobb, Gloria Orlando, Frank Jacobs, Don Martin, Leonard Brenner, Joe Orlando, David Byrd, Celia Moretti, Frank Kelly Freeze, George Woodbridge, Morris Drucker, Al Jaffe. And here's the publisher, William Gaines.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
And I'm on the highway to hell.
All right.
And there's still no sound. The Possum Lounge. Yes, that was
wild
the original
stuff.
Mad record from a super special, I think, 59?
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh, no shit.
859, yeah. And you cut it, it came on with the magazine, a little plastic, you know, whatever, plastic. You remember cutting them off the back of cereal boxes when we were kids,
yep.
Gumby?
Yeah.
Sugar by the Archies.
Yeah. That was wild stuff, man. It was hard to believe that a piece of cardboard could play on your record player.
Yeah. Yeah. I still have Gall and the Family Fair. Well, Starchy. We played that one a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Okay. Sound like my old gym teacher. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Since they may have missed it, if you've just joined us and you're not listening to me anyway, here's the link to the dirty cartoon.
Yeah.
That's right, ladies. Bare penis.
The dirty cartoon.
Penile. Penile injection. Okay. here's one from the House of Bad Ideas, I think. I don't know what your opinion on this one would be.
Show.
No, even worse.
Oh.
They're making an exact replica of the famous ship, the Titanic. I'm sure you're all familiar with the April 15th, 1912 sinking of the Titanic. It hits an iceberg.
I was there.
The gal's shit falls in the ocean or something, and all hell breaks loose. Anyway.
Leonardo DiCaprio dies.
Yeah. He freezes in the drink because she won't make room on the door, which I never... That was my last date with my first wife. Took her to the drive-in to see Titanic. Kind of symbolic of the marriage at that point, you know? Clang, 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 iceberg.
How appropriate.
Anyways, they've made an identical copy of the original ship, and they're going to set sail for a voyage in 2022. So you get your tickets now. They'll set sail from Dubai to Southampton, England, and then to New York. Dubai, it's probably the work of some Arabs.
That's the original.
I would think.
Isn't that the original route?
No, the original route was Southampton, I believe, to New York. But they had a layover in the North Atlantic at this iceberg you see there, and they never made it. They never made it to Times Square that week. Thank you.
I thought you took the Scottish Brothers, right?
The Scottish Brothers. No.
I'm pretty sure I did, but it was a while back. Yeah, it was built in Scotland.
Okay. Oh yeah.
And they put out like, you know, they needed help. You know, the miller and all that shit. They needed people, you know, to work it and all that. And these two Scottish brothers who never had a job, you know, they're always drinking and everything. They were low life and everything. They got a job on it. They were all happy about it and everything. They went to the pub to tell everybody, and they got hammered. And the next day they showed up to work like 2 hours fucking late. And they said, no, you're fired. Forget it. So beer saved their lives, kids.
Yep.
Beer saved lives.
Yeah. You sure it was beer, not good scotch, lad? It could have been scotch. That'll make you late for an appointment. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Guinness, you sure they weren't Irish, Mick?
Oh, that's big in Scotland.
Different Mick-Max and Mac-Max. Mick-Max.
Mick and Mac-Max.
McMax. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So anyway, I think that's a bad idea. Titanic 2. Yeah, but Cake said, I hope Leo DiCaprio isn't on it. And then I'm thinking, wow.
Uh-huh.
That would be like pretty hardcore for the cast of the movie to actually ride on that motherfucker and a director. I want to see that happen.
Yeah, get his ass on that. That is great.
Cool.
I like that.
That would be cool. Uh-huh. All right. We got some showbiz news.
Oh, good.
Ted Nugent.
My marriage was closer than the Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity. That's what you said at the arraignment. That's what it said on the settlement. Oh, the humanity. All right, well, here we go. Everyone's favorite racist uncle, Ted Nugent, is back to whining about not being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. blaming liberals and leftists for his lack of consideration. And not because...
And lack of talent.
With the exception of Damn Yankees High Enough, he's a mediocre musician at best. Also says, Cat Scratch Fever sucks, therefore... There, I said it. This is... I'm quoting the article here. the funniest thing, though, I thought, was David Crosby's tweet. He said, that's really funny stuff. He's not good enough, and never will be. A hack player and no singer at all could not write a decent song if his life depended on it. Ow!
Oh, Dave. Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're shutting the doors. They're shutting the doors on... David Crosby's in there twice. He's in there with the Birds. He's in there with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yeah.
That's good.
Good time. Nugent? Not so much. You know, maybe
not, not
like
much of a
shut
character
up.
If you're crying about it.
Yeah, true, true. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He's got guns.
Yeah, I guess.
Swings around. Oh, here's some more interesting showbiz news. Marilyn Manson. He's got a new product out. Marilyn Manson brand dildo.
Okay. All right.
He announced this on Instagram. For a mere $125, you can be the proud owner of the signature dildo. And a very lovely velvet carrying pouch. Uh-huh. And another life choice that will at some point in the future give you profound soul-rattling pause.
That's a lot of money for a dildo. But you know what? Everyone in the Possum Lounge, check under your seat. Yes.
Good thing they can't hear us.
You all get to go home with a Marilyn Manson dildo.
Marilyn Manson brand dildo. It's the only dildo Marilyn Manson personally vouches for. And I'm sure at $125, it is a high quality dildo. I can't think that they would skimp on the dildo itch.
Oh no.
Well, let's round out
this name on it.
This trio of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stories. Just briefly, this is a new biography.
You think I should? Wait a minute. You think I should put out a dildo? You think I could market it?
Oh, a Gumby brand dildo. Sure, man.
Yeah. It's bendable.
Gumby when you want a little pokey, you know. There you go.
There you go. bend it, shape it any way you like it.
The Gumby dildo for when you need a little pokey.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Hold yourself.
What's that, Maggie?
Does it vibrate, Cake asks.
Oh, does it vibrate, sir?
No. Oh, mine? I don't know. Mine still got a protocol. Prototype.
Okay.
You mean Manson? She probably asked about Manson.
Oh.
No, she's asking about yours. We're both in on
She's asking
that.
About the Gumby dildo. Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Maybe kind of a squirmy rooter. Would be nice.
Yeah.
Those are
It won't be bendable if it vibrates. And it's got to be bendable.
That's true. It's got to be bendy. It's a squirmy rooter or nothing for a Gumby dildo, I think. Yeah.
It's going to be made of, silicone.
I think you could piggyback with Bobo. There's a factory in China where you can knock those things out. No time at all.
Okay. I'm on it.
cheap labor over there. Buy American.
Hey, should I cast my own? I mean, make it authentic?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
You can pick that up.
Did somebody do that?
Store. Yes,
did
I did. I did.
Because I know there's a plaster cast of Hendrix's schlong somewhere. And
Well, some groupie used to go around and do that through the...
Yeah.
Rock stars.
She's collecting boner hoses.
Okay.
I would
not put mine in a cast, you know, for her to, you know, hey, no.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Well, going on to sex addict. This is how. This is a book by this guy. It's a hair-raising new biography about Eric Clapton. This is This is how sex addict Eric Clapton used voodoo to steal best friend George Harrison's girl. Rock's toxic love triangle revealed. So apparently, there's some chicanery going on there. He stole a well-known story that they were buddies, and yeah, he liked Patty, his cute little blonde wife there, and
she was cute, man. Oofa.
Kind of seduced her away, man. And
She's still
how cool George Harrison is. He's like bros before hoes. He forgave him. He's like, that's cool, man. Don't worry about it. But anyway, they're saying I didn't know if George knew there was witchcraft involved.
That's
voodoo.
A whole other ball game right there.
Yeah, voodoo. That's not cool.
That's
man.
Just not fair. That's not cricket.
Not cricket. Hold me a beer. All right. okay.
She's still with us, right, Patty? Patty Boyd.
I believe so. She's actually waiting for me in the car. Yeah.
Oh, hot there.
Okay, now let's get into the weird. Oh, we'll save this one for last. That's one of them heartwarming stories you just want to save for the end, you know. Oh, here you go. Here's one good one from the Crime Blotter, Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
A woman high on meth dies after pumping gasoline into her anus.
Well, that's like falling on a phone saw. That was an accident, right?
It could happen to anybody.
It can. That happened to me twice.
I hate that when I get high on meth and want to stick.
I was minding my own business.
Gasoline up my ass. Nice Sunoco enema.
Oh, you got to elaborate. Elaborate on this one.
I had to let the dog out there. All right.
Okay,
the victim has been known to abuse multiple substances, but her drug of choice is meth. Well, you know, when you've tried them all, go for the best. According to witnesses, the woman ran across...
victim.
That's true. Well, it's like the dude that fell on the bone saw. He's a victim. All right. According to witnesses... the woman ran across several lanes of traffic to the gas station and grabbed a pump nozzle before pulling down her skirt. Horrified motorists looked on as the woman proceeded to shove the nozzle into her anus and began pumping gas. Oh, that feels good, she is said to have called out to onlookers who were too shocked to attempt to stop her. The woman continued to pump gas until the cashier activated the emergency stop. She later collapsed on the ground, and paramedics were soon on the scene to provide assistance. However, the gasoline flooded the woman's internal organs, and she... Oh, God. Kind of toxic, man, to put gasoline in your anus.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, it felt good for a minute there. For a minute, boy, that was refreshing. But in the end. Yeah, exactly. Not a good plan. But so if we've learned anything tonight.
Don't try that at home.
Don't put gasoline in your anus. Okay.
That's always been a rule of thumb with me.
Man, you talk about lighting your farts, you know.
Tell me that.
Man, you could.
Believe it or not, my father used to tell me that all the time.
Don't put gasoline in your anus. Well, he cared about you, man. He was looking out for your best interest.
I'll never forget.
Well, man, he's like, hey, kid, why don't you go over there and put some gasoline in your anus? I'm like, Dad, don't. I think that's a good idea. Ah, kid, you'll never grow up. Give me a beer.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah, all the cool kids. All right. Well, one final story. a pensioner is banned from every farm in Britain. John Curnow, 80, was caught masturbating with his entire hand in a cowl. Yeah. He's banned for fisting a cowl. Nice. Yeah. And twice been spotted assaulting cows at Park Lodge Farms, west of London. Farmer Susan Howie said,
wrong.
The first time she saw Curnow in her field, he had his left hand interfering with the cow and his right hand on a part of his lower body. He was masturbating. You could see it moving up and down, and his trousers and his boxer shorts were at his ankles.
Oh.
Wow.
I heard Ted just do the scream.
Yeah, Ted's losing it on that kink. Man.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I should have done the lady with the gas in her anus last. This is just too disgusting, man.
That is, man. That's like Farmer Caligula or something there. Jesus.
Well, in his defense, he says, why would I drop my trousers? I never did it. It's their word against mine. And Bobo backed him up on that. He said today on the tarmac, he said, I believe him. He said he didn't do it, and I believe him. Going to Me Too a guy about fisting a cow already.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want, Ted? The fuck's up? Come in here. You dildo? Oh, you're going to get it. You're going to go. Come here, you dumb. What are you doing? Yeah, I know. Here. Shush. Go lay down. You're going to bust from treats, you ding dong. All right. Well, until, Man, can they come up with weirder kinks? I don't know. It's No, I suppose they. I shouldn't ask. That's you're asking for trouble.
Just go to
right. Well, there you have it.
There's something on.
All the cool shit and Ted. So.
And Ted.
Kind of like a. And Ted.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show. Got my brand new truck.
it is a hot summer day, and another brother's walking to work. And it's a terrible thing about the highway to Texas plain. I know it's right. But it's a terrible thing about the highway to Texas plain. Flat town boogie all night in the flat town blues all day.
Boogie. Let's see, and they still can't hear us. Come in, Tokyo. I missed the part, and that guy with the masturbating fisting of the cow, he said he's going to sue the police because he claims he hasn't masturbated in 3 years because of the medication he's on. So there you go, man. Maybe it's a bad cop. You're a bad cop. If you've ever listened to this program over the years, you know one thing about me, and that's that those dadgum roundabouts bug the fuck out of me.
Roundabouts.
So in traffic, instead of having a four-way traffic light, which is fucking logical, makes fucking sense, is easy to navigate, they got these goofy, confusing roundabouts. Well, I am vindicated. Here in Central Ohio, Dublin, Ohio, which is that's where all the rich white folk live. They've got one of these roundabouts, and there's been 2.5 crashes per week. And like they said, a lot of people just avoid the thing altogether. I don't know. I've probably been through the damn thing because I seem to hit every fucking one of them. But they're going to redesign the roundabout. They're going to redesign it so it makes my job. How much is a goddamn fucking traffic light, man? Put a fuck. Schmucks. They only want those because they're
not like Jersey. They had a Jersey.
They're trendy. They got the roundabouts everywhere.
All over Jersey.
Ah, Jesus.
We have the world's biggest roundabout. I mean, the nation's biggest roundabout here in Astoria.
It's the town center?
It's a sightseeing adventure from every angle. You can see a different one of our attractions. So you don't really have to go anywhere. You just go around the roundabout and then you're good. Yeah, you can send off the pictures. Awesome.
That has a purpose, see? That's not like just a stupid... They put them up because they just think they look cool.
you know, like, we just built a bunch of crappy McMansions, so we got to have a roundabout out front so everybody knows that we're fucking posh, you know, because we're all
posh,
fucking tacky,
yeah.
Really. Yeah, they want to be posh, but they're tacky. Don't tell
well,
me posh.
Here,
I know posh.
The tourist sooner.
I was posh back in 1937. Okay.
Eat the rich.
Uh-huh. Eat the rich. You get that right. Yeah. Make sure it's that 1% cake, man. That's the sweetest cake. All right. I guess we could. I'll save this one for Friday night. It's funny. It's a funny story, news story. We'll save that. But I do have the link to the video of the yodel.
Okay.
To the yodel.
There you
so
go.
Dr.
Nice.
Cake.
Nice
Dr.
of you.
Cake, sing along, huh?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Three-dimensional chess over here. Huh?
Uh-huh. You're ahead of your game.
Who's the Messiah now?
Fuck you, BTR.
That's right, motherfuckers. We're going multimedia over here.
Stop the yodel. They tried to stop the yodel. They can't get ahead of the Commodore. Try as you may.
All right, well, I reckon in that case, we ought to yodel.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! It's yodeling time!
Happily, here by your side, my heart seems to sing while now the chime bells ring.
Chime bells ring and yodel-o-dee, my heart is singing yodel-o-dee. Whispering, darling, yodel-o-dee, secrets which we have
known. Goodbye, my darling, my country needs me. Bugles are blowing the call o'er the sea. I'll always think of this precious hour of you and the chime bell tower.
Chime bells ring and yodel-o-dee. My heart is singing yodel-o-dee. True to my lover, yodel-o-dee. Wherever you may be.
Chime bells sing.
Chime bells ring, yodel-o-dee. My heart is singing, yodel-o-dee. Proud of you, darling, yodel-o-dee. And brave as you are brave.
This hour will always remind me of you. Waiting there, darling, so faithful and true. Think of me now as I think of you. And hear our chime bells ring.
Chime bells ring and yodel-o-dee. My heart is singing yodel-o-dee. Safe is my lover yodel-o-dee. For now the chime bells ring.
Show. Yeah, that yodel, was a good duet yodel, but the guy didn't do any yodeling.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
That was
He's going to war.
I like it.
He ain't got time to yodel. Fuck with his girl. Wow.
Well, that gorgeous lady right there, you got to yodel.
Yeah.
I mean,
she got to make time.
It's getting
sleepy. Got a cute, cute cutie like that. I'd be yodeling it up over here. What the hell's with this
Dave
guy?
Dave Skippy. Yeah.
Freaking. He must be Army. A Marine would know better.
Yeah, you get that right.
Well, I'll tell you what. All time awards to...
Could I get 3 seconds to yodel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
That's great.
That's my yodeling bacon. The bacon yodels for me.
Most excellent. That's most true. Excellent.
Remember back?
Oh, yeah! I'm sorry.
Please come back.
Yeah, back in the day when we were trying to get people to call in and yodel. We couldn't do
it. No, that was a
Brad.
Requirement.
Brad was the only one that called in to do it. And we were like, hey, that's good. Remember Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Texas that's Brad.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, well, he moved on.
Yeah, he got married. He went to Asia and picked up a chick from the bride tree that I plucked from.
Nice. Nice. Well, I've come to the conclusion that I'm a happy, single guy.
Uh-huh.
And completely cool with my singleness, man. You know?
Yes, exactly.
I just get the feeling sometimes people put these pictures of them with their significant others to, like, reinforce that, yes, I am doing the right thing, committing to this jackass. And to, like, go, like, I'm better than you because I'm in a relationship.
Well, guys don't care.
But yeah, I just put a picture of me up there and go, I'm happier than you because I'm free.
You're just
I post a picture of my right hand.
Oh, jeez.
Your significant other.
The left one's right up at Cal's ass. I can't take a picture of that one.
If you had one of them special cameras, you could.
Yeah, there you go.
Put down the drain and everything. I'm sure they could go up a Cal's wazoo. I think he was fisting the vajayjay. I think it was the bovine vajayjay, not the ass. Because the ass is, of course, as we know, is for... high octane gasoline.
As we know now.
As we now know. Exactly. All right. Well, thanks everybody for coming. We had a faux audience. We had a faux time, I guess.
Yeah. That was real.
Archives,
was real.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Archives.
Well. Right. This should be an archive for the ages, ladies and gentlemen.
One of a kind.
That's for sure.
Thank you, BTR. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for fucking us over again.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you, Mushroom Dick. Yeah.
Mushroom Dick.
Mushroom Dick.
And Marilyn Manson.
And
Grand Dildo.
Hey, get a load of me.
And Gumby's in competition.
Hey, giving out wings over here. All right. Oh boy. Well,
I want you to pick
another...
these out of my bar. Love that guy.
What a great tough guy.
I'm proud to share a birthday with him. Yes.
Matty Light. That's why you're such a Leonard Sheldon. Sheldon Leonard.
Yeah.
File.
Yeah. He and
What's his face? I just went blank on.
Jiminy Cricket?
No, yeah, what the Biff fuck
Burns.
Is the,
Harvey Korman.
His Burns.
Lyle Wagner.
Fry.
Art Paul Dancers. We'd like to thank them all. The Art Paul Dancers. I would love to see the Art Paul Dancers. I want them to create the Art Paul Dancers. Nettie.
You
got to
suggest
dancers.
That to them. Oh, that is funny.
All right, shall we
What's
make up for
there?
The... Oh, what? Okay,
he's
go
gonna
ahead.
Be drinking, he's going to be drinking some tea. Cake wants to know what kind of tea.
I just finished my Kratom coffee.
Oh.
And I gotta work tomorrow by myself, and we have that $1.6 billion lottery, so I'm gonna be fucking hit the wall.
Better boof some of that shit before work.
Oh, you got that. I'm gonna inject it in my willy.
Too much information. Eh, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
That's what she was doing. She was boofing at the Exxon station, man. High octane. That was at 95. Good stuff. All right. Engine room? Energize.
Did she get green sand?
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let it descend. No phone, no pool, no pet. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing through. Find an 8x12 four-bedroom mama. Man of means by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination banger name. Old worn out suits and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not to be around. I'm a man of means by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of their children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing, trailers for sale or rent, room to lend 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pet. I ain't got no cigarettes, a bus, and 2 hours of pushing room. Buys an 8x12 four-bedroom, mama. Man of means by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let in 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pet. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys an 8x12 four-bedroom, mama. Man of means by no means king of the road.
See Jews in space! Right back in its place. Let's go.
Well, that's the show, man.
There you go.
We beamed out of there.
The
man, good luck tomorrow
ever,
with those
ever.
Lottery fiends, man.
Oh, Jesus.
God. Oh, yeah, if you can, get some stats on, like, what was the biggest purchase. In other words, who's the biggest idiot? And things like that. You know, the most interesting. You know, I want to hear an update on this.
So far, it's only been $20.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of $20.
I've been in those lines where. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to wear the hat.
I mean, for that one ticket. I mean, sometimes they go 20 for other as well, but just for the one ticket, 20.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, a one-time purchase, you know, some guy comes in and blows $300 on tickets. It's like, hey, dude, why don't you just give me $300 and you'll still not be a millionaire? How's that work out? Do the math.
The strongest man on the internet says hi. Great, GT was sick tonight.
All right.
Aww.
He's
well,
on Facebook right now.
We missed good old GT Trenton.
Yes,
I believe he's worked his way up to third ensign in the
mm-hmm.
fleet.
Yeah.
Which, you know, congratulations.
His holidays coming up. Holidays coming
up. That's right, he's a big Halloween guy.
Shit.
Oh, wait, the Halloween show. I keep putting stuff, throwing stuff in a Halloween basket, man. Way to the
good.
It's going to be a possum spectacular, kiddies.
Oh,
you're
going to
want to call the neighbors and wake the kids for that one. Yeah. So,
very
nice. So will I. I'm coming as Uncle Bobo.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're giving out candy in the lounge.
Yeah. Mushrooms. Magic mushrooms.
Yeah. Wiggly mushrooms.
Yeah. The good kind. Not
Brand,
the shitty kind.
Brand Gumby dildos coming up soon.
That's it.
All right, well, you working tomorrow, Maggie?
Every day.
Well, then we better slap some bacon on a biscuit and get the fuck out of here.
If you're into that.
Yeah. Slap your bacon on a biscuit and boof some Ethel while you're at it.
Don't do it on the farm.
Yeah,
just don't go do it on the farm. We'll be boofing them cows.
We're fucking cows. The feckless
boof
cows.
Cattle. What are them boofing cattle?
You know what? They're starting a hashtag now. Cows are starting a hashtag now called Moo Too. Moo Too, baby.
No way. Yeah. I didn't know they could. Their hooves could hit the little buttons on the gym crack. That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to send to their GoFundMe program. Yeah. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe,
baby. GoFundMe. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Maggie, and keeping a play-by-play there in the lounge. I'm sure
that was
entertaining and informative.
That was very funny.
Labor of love.
I hear it for those who can't.
Good thing we had the closed captionings on tonight, because otherwise we would have totally been lost. Tonight's closed captioning provided by Maggie C.
Yeah.
Right. And Kate,
well,
without whom it would have been necessary. And Apple Cheeks
Alice. We forgot that we got the mention of Apple Cheeks Alice there. So.
Yes, you do.
Great.
You got her.
It's all good. It's all good fun.
Yeah.
Have an enjoyable week.
Transcripts of the show will be on Grenache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. And if you want a transcript, send $300 to me, courtesy of Commodore Decker, 60609.
Nice. That's more than Marilyn Mason's dad and dildo.
Hey, those are his retirement dildos. Don't fuck around, man. Rock and roll money don't last forever.
No, it doesn't.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Awesome possum.
You yep. gotta love it, man. You gotta love it. All right, which one is it? This one.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Aksu.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.